Hi, everybody. Welcome to Toro Sports Talks. I'm your host, Peter Toro. Today is a special episode of the podcast because I'm with my friend, Chapin Gray, who is an outside hitter for Gonzaga Volleyball. Thank you so much for being here, Chapin.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so we'll just jump right into it. Your freshman year here at Gonzaga, you graduated a semester early from high school to come to Gonzaga for the spring semester. How important was that for you?
I think it was really important for me because since our seasons in the fall, I had all spring to adjust to college academics and like lifting and training, and it really just gave me a head start on like where I needed to be for season, which I think really ultimately helped.
For a follow-up to that, the NCAA Final Four was in your home of Phoenix, and you and your team got to attend. How much fun was it to be able to kind of take place in a different setting with your team, especially right off the bat?
Going to the Final Four is like my favorite experience of college, and there's a lot, so that's like big. But it was just so amazing. So we actually drove down to Phoenix, and it's a 21-hour drive. So yeah, and we all just packed ourselves in a car, and we stayed at my house. And like, I didn't know any of them very well, so it was like coming into my life and like meeting my dogs and my parents. But it was just insane, like a great bonding experience. But I mean, like the Final Four is insane, and like, it's so amazing. I'm so glad I got to be there.
Have you guys done anything similar to that since then?
Nothing that major, because I think that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Except if Gonzaga makes it to the Final Four, we'll probably go. But we do a lot of like mini trips during the summer. So we've gone to my old teammate Haley's Dunn's house in Sandpoint, Idaho a lot in the summer for like the 4th of July, and that's really fun. And we go to Coeur d'Alene a lot. Me and Sarah drove down to like a concert at the Gorge, like a lot of little things, but same thing.
So this past summer you got to meet Scott Codenat, who is a judge of Food Network's Chopped. Do you consider yourself a foodie, and what's your go-to snack or meal?
So me and my family ran into him at his restaurant in Scottsdale, which is the best place ever. Also amazing, more Italian, shout out. So it was really cool to meet him just because my family like watches Chopped. Like we're always watching either the Food Network or like HGTV. So I am actually a vegetarian, so I don't eat meat, so my meals are kind of different from the average. What is my favorite snack / meal? Right now, I really love Our Thai House, so I've been getting their cashew tofu, but they have it with chicken, but I get it with tofu, and it's so good. So I get that, honestly, like once a week.
To change it up a little here, you're a huge Harry Potter fan. Who is the character you most relate to and why?
Okay, I'm going to go with Hermione, but I'm going to explain.
All right.
Just because I think she is very opinionated and very, like, outspoken, and she's so smart, and I just really like relate to her in the fact of like going against the grain a little bit with like your opinions and speaking out.
I know that for video production we did like a Harry Potter themed, and that aired yesterday for the game. You tied with you didn't win, you got 10. What are your thoughts on that?
Me and Abby both love Harry Potter, but so I spaced like when I was naming him, like I was rattling off the bat,
and then you went off for the first like 15 seconds.
Yeah, and then the rest of it, I just like blanked, and then right when he like was like, "Okay, that's time," I like thought of a bunch more. And
being an athlete, sometimes I think it lends yourself into becoming a creature of habit. Do you have any superstitions, and if so, how did they come about?
Yes, I think my superstitions like aren't as bad or as prominent as they used to be. I just kind of am a big believer in, like, knocking on wood, and, like, if we did really well, like, a game before, like, I'm not going to change how I do my hair, or, like, I have sports bras that, like, during club, when I did really well one year at Nationals, I wore the same sports bra every day of Nationals, and I washed it every day, and I still have that sports bra, and so I'm like, this is my lucky sports bra, so it's, like,
gotta
little
keep
things.
The good juju.
Yeah.
For game days, do you have a pregame jam or playlist to get ready to play?
I don't personally, but my team, we have a huge speaker in our locker room. So usually Cato or Claire are DJs, and we just kind of like dance around all together. So it's not like the same thing, but that's like our ritual, is we just like have a dancing session right before.
Do you guys have a specific like song to get you guys going, or does it just kind of change with whoever's DJing?
It changes with who's ever DJing, but recently my team has been playing Mr. Sandman a lot, and Sarah found a remix of it that we all just like jammed to.
So what was it that first got you interested in volleyball or sports in general?
So both of my parents played volleyball in college. My mom played at Villanova, and then my dad played club at Arizona State. I grew up going to like their like rec league that they played in. I met the outside hitter for University of Oregon, Brooke Nunneviller. Our parents both played on the same team, so we literally like met watching like Swan Lake on a little like DVD player, like sitting next to the court.
Yeah.
So I think I always like saw them playing it and how much they loved it, and that really like resonated with me. So like I started playing when I was 6 years old, and ever since then, been hooked.
What is your fondest memory or proudest accomplishment that maybe isn't directly related to sports, but that you were able to have because of sports?
I was really fortunate to play on a really high-level club team, and we won nationals one of our years, and then our 16s year, we went in number one in the country going into nationals. So I think a lot of like the qualifiers we won and winning nationals was like really significant for me volleyball-wise. That or coming here.
So either through like your club team or here at Gonzaga, have you had a moment with a coach or a player that they've really said something that has stuck with you and that has kind of changed your perspective on either playing volleyball at such a high level or just kind of life in general?
I was talking to my assistant coach, Drew Pasqua, recently about swag statements, and he was like, he wanted me to come up with one, and I just kind of went back to my club coach that I really loved, and like she like made me the player I am today. Talking to our team like with tears in her eyes before the finals game of nationals our 15s year, and saying like, no one's more deserving than that, like you guys are, like you work for this, like you've trained for this, like you earn this. And so I think that kind of stuck with me, that mentality of like you earn what you get, and like working hard to get that, and then like once you have it, like it's the best thing ever.
An example I guess of you kind of earning everything is when you were a freshman, you had a double-double against Santa Clara with 11 digs and 10 kills. Do you remember that game, or do you just kind of, when you feel it, what's that feeling of just knowing how well you performed?
I don't remember that game in particular. I remember getting 17 kills against Santa Clara freshman year. I think I'm very stats oriented, so like I remember some stats, but I think it's more the feeling that matters. So it's kind of like the feeling of like leading your team or like having the team on your shoulders and like those type of games that like I remember. Like I remember feeling really good against Santa Clara or like Pepperdine last year, like a couple little things like that.
Yeah. Now, do you just kind of like a lot of athletes just kind of black out and go into like a dark space because they have to go to a bad place in order to perform? Do you feel that way, or do you just kind of let it happen, and when you're feeling it, you're in your own zone and nothing's going to bother you that day?
I think I've become way more people and teammate oriented since I've been at Gonzaga. For a club, I was super intense and just kind of like, I do my stuff, like, and it just works. But coming here, and especially this year, I've definitely like had to, I can't just go into my own like little space during a game. I have to like be there for my teammates and be cheering. And like this year, we've worked so much on communicating and just talking throughout the entire play. I can't just go in my own little space. Like I can focus on myself when I'm playing, but it's like so much about like the other girls around me too.
And then to flip that question around, how do you kind of, when you're in a rut or you're not feeling yourself on a particular day or your team's kind of struggling, how do you try to change that?
If my team's struggling, I try to be a leader with energy and communication and just like really cheering people on. And same kind of goes for when I'm having a bad day. If I'm not playing well, like I'm cheering everyone on as loud as I possibly can. Like I'm your biggest fan. Because if I can't give to you physically right now, I'm going to give to you like in support.
What drives you to be the volleyball player and the person that you are here at GU?
I think for me, I guess everyone comes, their drive comes internally. And I think like for me, it's a lot of where I wanted to be like as a little girl, like watching college volleyball. like, I wanted to be here, and, like, that pushed me to be better, and, like, that, like, desire and love for I have for the game. And as a person, I think it's what I want, but it's also what I see my parents do and see my family do and how that impacts other people, and, like, just so much you can do for other people. I'm going into a helping profession, so it's, like, I just see the impact they can have on people, and that's what, like, drives me to be a better person.
So last question before we wrap up is that one thing that you wish you could change about the landscape of volleyball, and why?
I would like, so volleyball is, I think it's the fastest growing women's sport. So I would love to see more people get involved, and I would love to see a professional league in the U.S. Yeah. I think if you talk to any, like, USA volleyball player, they would love that. But so I'd like to see it become more of a grossing, like, economic sport. Like, it, yeah. I want to see, like, more support for it.
Yeah, more financial support.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't think of the word, but yeah. There you go.
No worries. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much, Chapin, for joining us today on Torah Sports Talks. Congrats on your first conference win the other day. Thank you again so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was great.
This has been Torah Sports Talks. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Peter Torah.